Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara here with some exciting news for all of you Mike O'Mara Show fans. We have upgraded our app for iOS and Android. Now you can listen on your phone, and it's the best and most powerful way to listen to TMOS that has ever been invented in the world. Download your free app upgrade at the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store and get ready to listen to TMOS in an easier way than you ever have before. That's right. We've upgraded our app, and it's incredible! Enjoy listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, brought to you as a public service today. You know, I know that a lot of people like to get away during the winter months from all over the country. We have listeners all over the United States. And lots of you like to come to where the sun is. And I'm just here to tell you, there has never been a better time to pick up another property than now.
And I really think it's a great property idea.
Yes. Well, I thought it would be a really good idea for me to share some of these, only the bargain prices with you. That, if you want to run down here to South Florida and pick up a little something for, maybe a primary home if you want to move down here like I did.
A little something, something.
Are you a real estate insider?
Well, no, I'm somebody that knows how to read a magazine ad, Rob.
Okay. I always thought, Mike, of you as the Barbara Corcoran of Western South Florida.
Yes, I understand. Now, the nice thing about this is not only can you pick up a home, but you can pick up some land where you could build your own home. And I think that might be a good idea for somebody who wants a nice starter home.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah,
How about the ground floor? A perfect opportunity to build your dream home on this oversized 0.82 acre lot with 236 feet of water frontage and a large view, a nice big view. You can pick that up for $5,500,000.
Wow. Well, that explains the fact that it's nearly an acre.
Yes. How about Old Naples? Would you like to pick up a little estate in Old Naples?
Sure.
Yes, not New Naples, Old Naples. Would you like to do that?
That wasn't your nickname, was it?
Let me see here. Oh, I thought that was a little exorbitant for just the land. This is actually a nice estate. It's got 7,318 square foot under air. Mm. Only just steps to the beach. Guess it's not on the beach.
No, but it's very close.
Okay. Hey, it was built in the last 2 years, which is great.
A recent build.
And it's got lots of features and finishes. Four bedrooms and a den. And would you like to know the price of this?
Please.
I'm dying.
$8,350,000.
Disgusting.
Wow. You know what?
You're listening to Florida Bargain Real Estate Corner.
Mike, that is actually a bargain because that den could be converted into another bedroom.
Yeah. You could have a little bit more space. And maybe you could rent it out.
Sublet.
Yeah, I think so.
Neighbors would love it.
How about a landmark residence? Now, I'm not sure what that
please.
Is. It's a landmark residence. Mm.
Something with some historical value.
Maybe.
Here we go. It's on a double estate site. I guess that means like a double lot.
Twofer.
Yeah. 192 feet of waterfront, which is fantastic. And it's got a very nice view, lovely gardens, and, here we go, six bedrooms.
Oh, look at
and
you.
And a study. How
Whoa.
About that?
Ah.
Now, this to me is a deal. $12 million.
Jesus.
Wow. You know, it'd be great. You could go into the study and pore over your materials and figure out why you're broke.
Yes, this is true.
$12
I don't think people that buy
dollars?
That have to worry about being broke.
Why would
Rob,
you move
ever?
To Naples of all places if you had to spend $12 million?
Mm. It's very interesting. Here's a renovated beachfront estate. It's got luxury, understated elegance throughout. 10,345 square feet. It's got a gourmet kitchen. It's got 129 feet of beachfront with beautiful Gulf vistas. Now, that's what you want down here, a
yes,
nice view.
I agree.
You can pick this up, seven bedrooms plus a den, for only $19,900,000.
Oh, change back on $20 million, Mike.
There you go.
It's got to be drug money, right?
Are we getting a little silly?
Cocaine Cowboys, are they back?
I think we are. Here's another one. Now, you know, look, you have to spend a fortune, a king's ransom to get these houses that are renovated or built. But how about a lot?
Sure.
You want just a lot?
Sure, because you know what? Then you can just go and visit, maybe camp.
Yeah, you can bring your trailer down there and just put it on there. 200 feet wide, sandy beach. This is a beautiful beachfront lot that offers a unique and exceptional opportunity to build your dream home.
Ah.
And you can pick this up for $25 million.
Man.
That's
a lot.
That's only
a
200,
lot.
A 200-foot wide lot.
That's 60 exactly
yards.
What it is. Yes.
60 yards, roughly.
Now, wow. Thank you for listening to me during Mike O'Mara's Bargain Real Estate Corner. We only have two left, and I saved the best values for last.
Good, good.
How about a world-class estate, brilliantly designed and meticulously constructed, 18,172 square feet under air. 18,000.
Oh, what else would it be
who
under?
Who cares about the 1%?
Under
huh?
air?
Yeah, what
under
does that
air.
Mean?
Like oxygen is included?
Mm-hmm. No, it's actually not outside. it's under air means, you know, you've got inside rooms. That's it. So it's if you have patios and lanais,
oh,
that's
so that
not
doesn't
under
count,
air.
That doesn't count
yeah,
in your square
when
footage.
When someone talks right. about square footage, don't they talk about what's in the house?
Mm-hmm. Well,
isn't this
here,
just a
they,
fancy way to say it's all inside, baby?
You know, you can poo-poo this, but I'm about to give our listeners a bargain, and I wish you wouldn't diminish it,
please.
Oscar.
Yeah, Oscar.
This is a really, really nice deal.
I just
deal.
Don't like the sales pitch.
So let me just say 18,172 square feet under air. And Oscar, it also has spectacular picturesque vistas.
Mm.
And, it's got state-of-the-art electronics throughout the house.
Gadgets.
Are they under air?
I love gadgets.
Because you don't want them to get wet.
Seven plus bedrooms plus a den. No, I'm sorry. That's seven bedrooms plus a den.
Understood. Oh,
thanks, Mike. Yes.
And 8.6 bathrooms.
Oh,
hold it.
Wow.
Hold it. What is 0.6 of a bathroom? I understand
I
a half
don't
bath.
Know.
A half bath?
It's a bidet.
Oh,
very good, yeah. Rofo.
Look yeah. at Manassas.
Yeah, look yeah. who woke up.
One can dream.
I'm looking at the pictures here. You can pick this beauty up for a cool $58
million.
No! $58 million.
Wow,
yes.
That must be one hell of a bidet.
What a kick
and
to the nuts.
That is, hey, you know what that is? That's Mike O'Mara's kick to the nuts bargain of the week.
Oh, boy. If that's the kick to that, here's your junk slasher special. This is one of the most significant residences ever created for the Gulf of Mexico. Wow. So they created this for the Gulf of Mexico.
Wow.
4.8 acres of land, direct beachfront, 277 feet of sandy shore. This 15,990-foot square foot home is unsurpassed. Now, you have to go down in bedrooms a little bit, but I think you'll agree it's worth it. Five plus bedrooms. Mm. I'm sorry, I keep doing that. Five bedrooms plus a den.
Yes.
6.2 bathrooms. Not as big as the other one, unfortunately.
0.2.
But the Gulf demanded it. Remember, they built it for the Gulf.
That's true. The
exactly.
Gulf.
You can pick this baby up on Mike O'Mara's bargain real estate counter. $68 million.
Jeez. That is a junk slasher, Mike.
Change back on a billion.
They all are. There they are. There. And I have to say, on behalf of Mike O'Mara's Real Estate Corner, for all of these people listing these homes and buying them, suck my big Irish d-
Wow.
Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I am Jewish, but...
No.
No, it is true. I don't like to mention it. But I am not a practicing Jew because I've got it down. Whenever, I have to cut you short on that applause. Whenever they talk about the Arab-Israeli conflict, they always say that Israel should consider moving back to its pre-1967 borders. I wish my body would move back to its pre-1967 borders. Right, ladies? Guys? who also want to be spelt. I was in Toronto and I saw a dress shop and the name was Fashionably Yours, which enraged me. Why are they naming a dress shop like they sign a letter? Is it a pun? What's going on? How about Sincerely Shoes? Regretfully Carpet and Tile. From Drapes. Now you're not laughing, but later you'll be more confused. When they were giving tours of the Titanic, do you think they ever said things like, okay, here is the dance hall, we got a bowling alley over here, we have a pool room, we have an ice cream parlor, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Thank you, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Did Gilbert Gottfried's voice change? Is that what happened?
No, that is one of my all-time favorite in studios we ever had, Andy Kindler.
Andy Kindler used to be on Letterman all the time,
God,
right?
He's funny. He's so funny, yeah.
We are live from the Cappy Fiver Studios from sunny Southwest Florida and our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services, and we are heard daily for over 5 years at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. I want to talk to you, ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
about underwear.
Oh.
Mack Weldon underwear. The underwear that, Rob Spiewak's not wearing, but I know that Oscar Santana is wearing.
Yeah, and I have the socks on as well today.
Can we see them?
Yes.
I got to take my boots off. All right.
Yeah! Let's see Oscar Santana's Mack Weldon socks today, because Mack Weldon is here to upgrade your underwear drawer for 2015. Make a resolution to change your underwear. The guys at Mack Weldon thought that underwear could be made better, and they did it. It's an amazing fabric blend like no other. It holds its shape,
yeah,
and it won't ride up.
There they that are. Is great.
Way to go, Oscar.
Does anyone have any Febreze?
That's fantastic.
These are clean.
I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah, they hold their shape like no other, and they've got cool zones for added comfort. MackWeldon.com has great multi-packs as well, and they have starter kits plus the best undershirts and socks you have ever worn. Even though we only saw the bottom of Oscar's feet, he is wearing his Mack Weldon socks today. Here is a special deal. This is just for our listeners. I want you to go to MackWeldon.com. Enter the code TMOS and you'll get $5 off plus free expedited shipping on orders over $50. Buy more, save more. Remember that name, MackWeldon.com. Mack Weldon.
Right on.
Okay. Remember what we talked about?
Yeah.
A signal. That's what I'm looking for.
I gave it.
I don't see it. I don't see it if I'm not looking up. So,
Mike, what do we talk about?
Yeah, we talk about.
We talked about being happy.
Yes. Being. Yeah. Exactly. Just trying to figure it all out. All right.
Well,
welcome to the show.
Didn't sound that happy, Rofo.
Not at all.
You got to read between the lines.
I'm asking Rob for a f***ing time cue. That's all I'm asking for. And I need it. I need it like this. I need it like this. That's the way
all right.
I need it.
Yeah, he doesn't see your thumb. He just his
let
eyes.
Me, let me all show right. you. All right. I'll pull back the curtain here. Okay.
Right,
we have a
please.
Meeting the other day about hitting the times on the commercials. This is the time cue I've been getting for the last 3 days. This is the way it goes. that's am I right or wrong?
Well,
am I right or wrong?
I get this. It is as we discussed though. You said give him a thumbs up. And
yes, but the thumbs up is it not like this?
I can
like
be
you hoist your hand in the air. If you were raising your hand like you used to in school,
yeah,
that's what I'm looking for. So just so I can see it,
you got
and
it.
And when I'm also using my peripheral to read the spots and actually see the cue, if it's a little bit more demonstrative,
understood.
I will know that.
How about
because
more?
I want to
like,
do better
because
like that.
Because I've seen you do it, Rob, and Rob's done a great job. Because this is what you asked him. But like whack-a-mole. It pops up and goes away, right?
Rapidly.
Yes. So I've seen him do.
And so I'm looking at him at the end of that spot because I'm, for the first time, a little unsure. I know we've given the fine people at Mack Weldon plenty of time,
right.
But I just want to make sure because I like to give our advertisers value, and,
also,
and that's what we're trying to do.
Rob, what he does, and again, this is a day for Ustream. He does this, and you do it. You do it well. You do it real quick, up in there, back down. but I've seen you do it, and Mike's facing the copy. Like, he's reading.
Right.
He doesn't know that you've seen, like, all you care about is getting over, they getting that thumb up and then thumb down, and I'm done with my job, but he hasn't seen you give him the signal.
Wait till you see me on the next commercial.
Oh, no. Now I'm not even going to
No, it's going to be great, Mike. You have to be careful sometimes what one asks for.
This is why.
Because sometimes one gets it.
This is why. But did you notice when I was looking at you plaintively at the end of that, where I was just going...
I did think you saw it that time, though. My thumb was up when you looked at me.
And I'm probably, it was not even necessary because we were perfectly on the right time.
As
frame.
A rule, we are.
Took me 30 seconds to get off my shoe.
That's right.
When you have boots on, by the way, that's the last thing you want to deal with.
Yeah.
We care. We do all
desperately.
Because we care.
I'll say this. I just got my second order. This is my second order, and this is outside of the order that was sent to me by Mack Weldon.
Right,
how much I effing love their goods.
Well, they already got their time. All right.
I'm giving you my experience. This is what we have to deal with. What's wrong in April? Yes. I don't want time off. I want time off. No, I don't want it. What are we gonna do? I'm gonna have an aneurysm.
Well, you have Oscar is privy to information that I don't get on a daily basis, and so
Mike, you'll have that access.
You'll throw that out there anytime you'd like.
No,
but you'll throw that out there, and then I will you'll throw me for a complete loop, and and it's just when you say it verbally, I don't have it in front of me.
I have a solution here. If we get some time off in the future, when it starts, I will do this.
Big thumbs up.
And then we'll know we're on vacation. And you started from there.
Okay. All right. Great.
No.
And I'll have a chat with Andrew. But anyway, moving right along here.
If he calls you back, good luck.
Inside.
Send that email.
Call me back.
Sending him an email is like sending him an email into the sun.
Which is it still?
Andrew
sun?
Is our accountant. He's the guy that keeps track of everything. Yeah,
it's like a sun flare caught it, and he never saw it.
Sun@gmail.com.
Oh, boy. Let's lighten the mood, shall we?
Please.
Let's get Dude Walker on
Please.
The show. Let's talk. Now, we all love House of Cards. We talked about it on yesterday's show, how much we really, really adore House of Cards. And lo and behold, Rob's watching, and Rob caught it. Nobody else did. Rob catches the fact that our good man, Dude Walker, is on House of Cards. And Dude is the voice guy for the Mike O'Mara Show and for the Don and Mike Show before that. Dude's been doing it for years, formerly of the Dude and Doug Show, a legendary voice talent in the Washington market and around the country. Dude Walker joins us right now. Hello, Dude.
Good morning. Calling it up morning.
Sounds great.
Always great to hear your voice. First of all, how's everything?
How's everything going? I'm sorry. What did you say? That again? I missed that first sentence. Go ahead.
We have some feedback.
Why don't we do this?
Dude, can we get a cell phone number for you and we can call you back on your cell phone? The Skype's not going to work, I don't think.
Oh, you mean Skype's not working for you?
No, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that's kind of the way the whole show's going today.
We'll call you right back, dude.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay. When we test the Skype, just out of
idle
curiosity.
It's not on our end. It's on Dude's end. It's a hand to God. Yeah, because we tested it before. It's not on our end.
I think he had his radio up too loud.
Call him on his cell.
Oh, my God.
Mike, you have...
I think what we do, we probably should test the Skype with the person that we're calling.
We did.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it sounded fine. It might have just been a fluke. You know, Skype is
I like
not-
the way Rob says that to me. We did, Mike, which means you're wrong.
No. I'm just saying Skype is sometimes unpredictable, and, you know, each connection is different.
I love throwing Rob and Pony under the bus more than anything else, Mike. I would like to blame them today. I can't.
Blame me.
No, it's not your fault. No, not your fault. Not your fault.
Dude, are you there?
Okay, we're back.
There you go. Nice.
I hate Skype more than anything in the whole wide world. So, Dude, it is great to hear your voice again. You're doing great, and Rob watches House of Cards. We all do. But Rob catches you the other day as Speaker of the House, putting Claire Underwood's name up for nomination, and came in here all excited. And I said, you know, it's been too long. We've got to get Dude on the show and get him to talk about that experience, because, you know, you've been doing this for years. You are the king of the walk-on small part in these shows, and that had to be a pretty good get for you, I would imagine.
It really was, you know, adding to the proud tradition of don't blink, you'll miss it moments. I've had moments on Minority Report, The Wire, basically any Baltimore, D.C. production. I've been able to get a line or two and a residual check of maybe 17, 18 cents.
Dude, it's Oscar here, by the way. Congratulations. I know that you've done this work for years, as you mentioned, but seeing you on there, and this is such a, like, this is the show. I remember seeing you post something about going out for the open calls,
right?
The open castings. Could you walk us through that process, just simply because there's a lot of people that are listening right now that maybe have never done it. Mike's interested now, of course, so you can help him through that as well. But I think that it's just cool that you get to do this.
Well, it is. It's a very cool thing to say you're able to do. I wish I could make a living at it. I'm afraid it's something I could almost say I dabble in now, because, you know, voiceovers are my bread and butter. So when you get a chance to go out on these casting calls, it's exciting because you know that you're going to be on this amazingly successful show. It's not a question of whether it's going to be picked up or is this a pilot or something. No, this is a hit international show. So to get out and do it. Now, I've been a member of SAG-AFTRA for like 30 years now.
That's so luckily, the union, by the way, for people that don't know, that's the union that most radio television performers are members of. SAG is the Screen Actors Guild, and AFTRA is the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, and now they have merged to control more of the world, and we are all kind of we all let me put this delicately. Most of us are members that have been in this business for a long time. Some of us are really, really members in good standing, and others have perhaps thousands of dollars of outstanding dues that they haven't paid.
Where do you fall, Mike?
I cannot imagine which side of that you fall on.
I'm always in good standing. Absolutely, dude. Always. So my question to you about this, you're a member of the union. Is this a union job that you take? Because this is a different world with, you know, an internet program, a program on Netflix. Do the rules change a little bit, or are the rules all the same?
No. Luckily, this is a very legitimate production. And when I say legitimate, they are hiring union people throughout, you know, the carpenters and plumbers and all the other people behind the scenes, including actors and actresses. Not to say that there isn't a open call for non-union people, because they can only get so many union people to come in. And those non-union people are the people that most of the time, they don't call them extras anymore. They call them background performers. And they, God love them, they do the scut work, the constant over and over again.
Star all
right,
life.
Background. And this crowd of people moves from one side of the room to the other, has to do the exact same thing the exact same way. So there are people that do it and have a chance to get their union card that way. If you do a couple productions, you now can have the chance to spend thousands of dollars to become a member. So it's one of those things.
Wow. But here's the and this is why we wanted to get you on, because it's a really fascinating subject for people that might want to you know, be an extra on a show. They might want to be background. They might want to try this. It's a really weird little way that you get to be, at least in the Screen Actors Guild. When I got in there, we got in there because Don stole a line that he wasn't supposed to have, and then they had to re-block the scene. And I said, I'm not letting Geronimo just get the line. I'm going to say something too. We both spoke when we weren't even in the script to speak, and they kept it, and we ended up getting our SAG card. The whole thing, dude, at least it used to be when I was doing this kind of stuff, was speaking. A speaking part is a big deal. Am I right about that?
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's the difference between several hundred dollars and possibly thousands. So it makes a big difference. They have them down in categories of 3 to 5 lines, or day player, 3 day player. It goes like that.
And do you, as far as the residuals, you know, he talks about the small checks.
Right.
If you have a bit part in something, you get paid forever, but they're minuscule amounts of money in most cases, right, for a very small line?
They They do. For instance, it keeps getting smaller and smaller, but it's amazing how long the ripple effect lasts. For instance, I did Minority Report. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Yeah, go ahead. It's astonishing. I agree with you. It's amazing. When did you do Minority Report?
In Minority Report in 2000, we did that in D.C., and I was 3 days on the set doing that. I played, unfortunately, most of what I did was cut, and it's on, as they say, the editing room floor, but they still pay you. And so there you were, 3 days of work. To this day, I get checks from that, and some of it is overseas usage, VHS taping, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. So in that respect, the union has really kept me, you know, in some, I can only imagine some of these burned out actors who worked back in the 80s are living on checks from movies that are decades ago. So yeah, I think it works out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, when you talk about the union construction and the carpenters and the plumbers, I think one of the most impressive things on House of Cards are the sets. And it looks like you are in the Senate chamber, but you're filming in Baltimore. Are those original sets? Are they built? Or where do you shoot? And are they as impressive in real life?
You know, they really are. I mean, you and I have been to some productions, TV stations or whatever, and you go, oh, God, this is kind of tacky.
Right.
And the only thing good is that little 16-inch window where the person came through or something. No, these are really well done. I mean, I was so impressed. They should get tours. It is so gorgeous.
Where do they shoot it? Do they shoot it in a warehouse up in Baltimore?
It is. It's literally a warehouse. You would drive past it on 95 and go, it's another warehouse.
Right.
But you go inside and this world opens up. It's gorgeous. And it's even actually better than the actual sites because they have to make room for cameras and dollies and lights and all that. So it's even bigger and nicer than it would be in real life. It's
do they
really
shoot
cool.
most of the show in Baltimore or do they do it out in L.A.?
But then yes and no. There are many scenes that you'll see that are in L.A. But they do a good portion of it here actually it's in Joppa, Maryland. It's not even in Baltimore. Their production is off of I-95 up in Joppa, Maryland.
That's where they used to have The Wire as well. It's funny because they have what's great about that Baltimore like outside D.C. factor is that you don't have to pay the D.C. prices. Maryland. There's a big deal for the Maryland legislator trying to figure out how many dollars Netflix would have in tax relief for bringing the production here. It finally happened. And the fact that you live in this area, dude, you get to drive down. You know it very well. How many days of work do you get in? And do you get a chance to see the stars up close and personal?
Well, I knew you were going to ask that. And when I was there, Kevin Spacey was blocking out a scene, and he did a scene right before we did ours. And I was able to see him do that. And, you know, I didn't go over and say, oh, you're doing nice to meet you.
But, yeah, you don't do that. You know better than to do that, right?
No, you don't. Well, you do it once, and then you never work again.
Right.
It was fun to see them. Unfortunately, Claire Underwood or Robin Wright was not working there that day. However,
you horn doggy, you do.
When I was in wardrobe, though, I looked over and I saw this gorgeous dress on one of the hangers there and couldn't help but walk over and take a look at the tag. it was an Oscar De La Renta something or other, and I thought, imagine what this would get on eBay right now. I could just walk away.
So, dude, you are, you know, it's funny because I at one point was talking to a voice coach, and they were talking about doing narrations, and you have one of the great old style announcer voices. And, you know, and even when you were doing that baritone, when you were Speaker of the House, you know, putting it up for a narration, do you get a lot of blowback from people saying, hey, man, not as announcery? Don't be as announcery. Do you get any of that? I'm just curious about that as a follow-up.
I would say, about the directions that I get, and many of them are just written directions for voiceover auditions. Don't sound like an announcer. He is almost the boilerplate they all put down. Don't sound like an announcer. Okay, that's a given. They want you to sound like somebody else. And I'm so tired of hearing, please sound like James Earl Jones. Please sound like, and like, okay. Do you really want that? You know,
right.
And then you do it. But no, and you noted that most of the announcing now these days is done by very real sounding people. Having said that, you can't sound so real that you don't pronounce half the letters. you hear people, definitely. I'm definitely. Well, the word is definitely. I mean, if any word should be pronounced definitely, it should be definitely.
Absolutely,
you can't
baby.
Overpronounce it and go definitely. You go definitely.
Yeah. So, and to be honest with you, if I got a narration and I'm doing my television documentary, I want dude. I want to hear dude on it.
This makes me so happy because I think one of the only things I've ever asked of you, dude, is sound like an announcer, please. That's what I love.
I know, that's true. You're one of the last bastions of people who know what an announcer is. But no, I do things that take a little bit different chops. I did a thing for the Appomattox Visitor Center. They're celebrating their 150th anniversary, so you'll hear me down there.
A working voiceover man, dude Walker. I love it.
I know. Fantastic. I did a commercial for Purina Dog Chow.
National.
Doing some stuff for the Golf Channel, and here's one you'll love. I just had to do a voice match for Ving Rhames.
Oh,
wow. Now, what does that mean?
Well, Ving Rhames, apparently it has a one-day rate for this low-budget movie in North Carolina. And they had a one-day shoot with him. And during that one day, apparently, Ving did not have enough time to finish all the lines they wanted him to do. So he went back to wherever he lives, and they had a casting call for a sound-alike. So I had to come in and get kind of medieval on your ass, and that's how it worked out. I was doing some, so I don't know when that'll come out.
Jesus Christ, dude, you're one of the whitest guys I've ever known in my life. I can't believe
it. But he just hit it out of the park.
He did. He turned into Ving Rhames. That's great. Let me ask you one last question, then we'll let you go, because we got to go to break here. Let me ask you, dude, do you have an agent that gets you these gigs, a guy that you work with, a specific voiceover agent?
I do have one major one in New York, and it is also in L.A., Atlas Talent, but there are so many other online casting companies now that I'll go out and get my own work, and then, God love my agent gets 10% anyway. But it's one of those things where you really need to go look for your own work,
and
then your agent maybe can negotiate the deal. So you can't just sit and wait for the phone to ring.
Will we see you on House of Cards again?
I'm not going to deny that it could happen, but I'm going to doubt it. They tend to not revisit the characters like that. But okay. We'll see.
That's a shame because, the Speaker of the House oftentimes runs into the presidency in real life. So I was hoping that before the end of season 3, we'd have you in the Oval Office.
Well, I'd love it. It'd be great. And I'll call you guys.
Dude Walker, you are a legend. Thank you so much. And thanks for all the stuff you do for TMOS. You take care, dude.
Love you, man.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling by.
Thank you.
That's Dude Walker, and always been a voice on our shows, and we always love it.
He's the
always
greatest.
Great to have him on. We'll take a break, come back with more. I have a movie review.
Yay!
We come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Marlon Perkins.
Oh, I remember Marlon Perkins. Guess who's on the next episode of the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein?
May Pang.
May Pang. That's amazing that you would get
that. How did I do
that? May Pang, former girlfriend of John Lennon, and boy, she opens up, tells us some stuff that we've never heard before. Fascinating, and she's wonderful.
She's terrific.
Yeah, be sure to subscribe to the Tony Perkins Show on iTunes.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. What? Don't. Don't.
Okay.
I'm telling you not to. I want to say that this week. Oh, Thursdays are my favorite day. I want to say we love Cameron Hughes wine. We really do. And they're bringing you this segment. Cameron Hughes wine has been enjoyed in the O'Meara household for, I believe, we're counting 17 straight days.
That's wonderful. Correct. It's like Noah. 17 days and nights.
I love Cameron Hughes wine. They find premium vineyards that have a little extra supply. Then they buy the extra and sell the exceptional wines at great everyday prices. Some of Cameron's awesome cabs just received gold medals and are rated at over 90 points. And you can get them at a fraction of the cost of a big name 90-point bottle at chwine.com. Their average bottle costs about $50. $15 and those bottles are winning awards, and some are rated at over 90 points. It's high-end, fantastic wine, priced at everyday drinking prices. Try it, and you'll be hooked like we are. Plus, having wine brought to your door sure beats going out to the wine store. Am I right, fellas?
Yeah,
right,
yeah. Right, right, ladies?
Yes. Free shipping. That's what we're talking about. Visit chwine.com. I got it, Rob.
Right.
Click the microphone in the upper left-hand corner and enter TMOS. Save a ton of money on shipping and get fantastic wine delivered right to your door. Boom, bam. That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS for free shipping. chwine.com. Don't wait. You need to try this wine now. It's amazing, and this offer will not last. Oh, my.
I want you to start every commercial by making eye contact with me and saying, don't do it.
Don't.
Don't. You. Do mouth. It. Quiet.
Yeah, sorry. Let me, before I get to the movie review, I want to talk to Mr. Santana.
Yes.
He of the black parka, he of the three-day beard. How are you holding up? I've been very curious about that as far as your incredible schedule. It's no secret to people that are regular listeners of the show that Oscar not only is doing this show, not only doing Tech 411, not only doing the Big O and Duke show.
Launching
not only,
apps.
You know, going all, you know, doing apps, all
yes.
that kind
yes.
of stuff. He is also getting his MBA out of the University of Maryland, and I'm just curious, you know, it's a lot to manage, even with you, and how are you finding all of it? I'm curious about that.
The, I guess the interesting part of this equation is that I always thought that it was going to be soul-sucking.
That's interesting.
And it turned out that it's not. What ended up happening was that you have to become so efficient with your time that you almost regret not being as efficient as you should have been when you had that free time.
Before.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what's happened. I finally hit my stride in school. So while it is challenging and nothing is easy and getting back to school is not, you know, a walk in the park, but I finally going into my second month here, got into a place where I said, I don't dread, writing a 2-page paper, 3-page paper, probably every night on my off weeks.
Do you have any moments ever where you are thinking about whether, because I think this speaks to anybody in higher education.
Yes.
I'm a big believer. You know, I've told people for years, I said, you know, it's one thing to be on the radio and get a radio gig, but so many of the people that came to us came through internships. And outside of that, I've always thought that people that didn't get the right educational background were a little bit frustrated. And so my question to you, with getting this MBA, with going to the next level of your education,
yes.
have you had a moment where you go, boy, did I really need to invest these kind of dollars? Or have you, from the word go, you talk about it a lot. Do you think there was regret
up until, I would say, the second week in the program. Mind you, I had my residency week, so I don't count that week. I'm talking about when you actually get into the groove and saying, okay, I have to be there every Friday and Saturday and part of Sunday, depending on who you're studying with and what group you're working in. So by the second week, there was a moment where I called, because it's overwhelming. It honestly
sure.
is. I called my sister and I said, look, it's not the dollars. They sting and it hurts. But I'm at a young enough age where I don't have a home. I don't have kids. So it's something that I could manage, especially with some loans that I've taken out. But is it really worth my time? Like, what am I going to get out of this? And I think everybody goes through this. And by the third and fourth week, I absolutely knew it was worth my time because I'm lucky enough to be in the position that you learn certain strategies and concepts in business that, to be honest with you guys, you don't have to go to school to learn if you really have the drive to sit and go to an online university and teach and really learn it. But I'm not that guy. I need someone to teach me.
Hand it to you.
I need someone to hold it up, tell me what to read, and then conceptualize it with me in class.
And
because I need that, that's the only way I was going to be able to learn this knowledge.
And do you feel now that, I mean, you've realized now that you have a value on it, do you find it more valuable than your first 4 years of college?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But there's no way I would have been accepted into any of these schools without the first 4 years.
Right.
Also, I'm in a place where I'm 36 going on 37 where I can appreciate that this isn't like F off time, that this this is do or die. And we have an enterprise that we currently are involved in. And to be quite frank, there are strategies none of us ever thought about.
Right.
And I hope to implement them, and we're starting to do that in small ways as I work with Pony, and we've talked about it off air, Rob, where as far as the customers are concerned, or our listeners, if you will, you're gonna see. While
you
we've always
do that to him.
While we've always, it's okay. He can make jokes there as I'm trying to build his business.
He'll never get that. Neither will I.
As a customer, or you, the listener, you're listening right now. What you're going to notice, and frankly, I hope you don't notice too much, because I think we've done a great job of making sure that you are serviced the right way, and we give you all the bells and whistles, especially on the bonus side of the programs and with our advertisers. But you will see, and hopefully with your own experience on the website, a better way to interact with the show.
Yeah.
And it's just going to happen.
I hope they feel it more than they notice it.
Yo, they're going to feel it.
You know what I mean?
It's going to happen over time. Mm. But even to that point, it's fun. It's actually fun for me, because I get to talk about a concept, and then I have the back of my notebook that's dedicated to the show that says, we should do this. This is how
it's
we're going to do this.
It's one page, though. It's one page.
And it's a 3x5 notebook. It's not
Big. There are 40 pages in the notebook. The back of the page is dedicated to TMOS. The other 39 pages are, get me the F out of here. That's exactly what that is.
When he
is
talks about efficiency, you know, this actually... You draw a parallel. So many teachers that I've talked to, as the kids grow up, they say kids that are involved with extracurricular activities actually excel at their curricular activities, because it forces them, if they have less goof-off time...
They manage their time better.
It's almost innate. And you're finding that, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's
I got two college kids out on the patio right now managing their time. They're down here on their break, and they're both nose in the books.
Yeah.
They're both getting their work done. That's what they're doing right
now. Are they really?
Yeah, and they're drinking whiskey too.
Of course.
So, while it's not fun, but I've had enough private messages of people that are thinking of going back, and why or how. I can't tell you if it's right for you or it's not right for you. I know this, that where I am in my life, I am in a place where I can actually respect time, and I'm also lucky enough to be in a place where I wish I had this type of drive, and I wish I had this type of.
Good. Oh, so that
and more
so
people
the bottom line
it.
Is you're not as burned out as you thought you might be,
yeah.
And you're glad you did it.
I'm hitting my stride.
These are all the things I want to hear, and it's also motivated me, because I think it doesn't matter what age you are, you got to think about moving on. That's why I sent my information out to 1313 17th Street in Palmetto, Florida, zip code 34221, for those of you that want to get a good deal. And I'm going to pursue some higher education myself.
Oh, really?
What kind?
Yep. Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Clown College.
What's it?
Feld Entertainment, attention, talent and production department. Thank you very much.
Mike, I know a guy. I know a guy. I can get you in.
He's twitchy. We'll take a break. Come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll give you a movie review when we come back. Love this one. I haven't heard this one in a long time.
Buddy Rich, baby.
Nutville,
Buddy
baby.
Rich. Baby. Is it Mudville, Rob?
Nutville. And
Nutville.
It's from
Mudville. I thought it was Mudville.
No, that was
last
night.
Mudville is where Rofo and I went when we were in Las Vegas.
And I think it's from one of your favorite of his albums, The Roar of 74.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Some things never change. Death, taxes, delicious canned sardines, and the fact that shopping through our Amazon portal remains the single best way to support this show. It doesn't cost any extra, and it means the world to us. Man, does it mean the world to us, especially during this time of year. The next time you need to buy anything, if you work in an office building, you're buying office supplies, anything, even tiny fish packed in mustard or oil, go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And now, because you love it, the Amazon Hot Buy of the Day with Rob Spiewak.
Mike, Amazon has lots of great things, but today we have something that sucks. It's the Dirt Devil Simple Stick Lightweight Corded Bagless Stick Vacuum. Now 50% off. Cleaning has never been so amazing. Thank you, Amazon. Back to you, Forrest.
Thanks, Claude Rains. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. The best way to save money and support this show while getting what you need the easiest way possible. Remember, click Amazon at MikeOmeraShow.com. And if you're smart, you'll bookmark it. Biatch. All right, welcome back to the show. Movie night in the O'Mara household. Tough to find certain movies that were nominated, and Foxcatcher was one of the movies that was nominated with Steve Carell, and got a chance to sit the whole fam down, not my wife, of course, because she doesn't like movies, but watched this with Catherine last night and her friend, and it was interesting, and I forgot how big a news story that was, where it was the story about that DuPont guy that was the weirdo that loved wrestling.
Based on a true story, right?
Yeah, and ended up shooting one of the wrestlers. And
spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
Well, it's a true story. Man. It's a true story. Well,
it doesn't say that when you look at the Comcast description.
Not on the poster.
Do you really think I blew it?
Yes.
No, I think you're okay,
Mike. I was going to watch it, but now I know what happens.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You know what? It's worth the rental just for the nose. He's got a fantastic fake nose in this movie.
And he has his head at this position the whole time where it's like...
His neck must hurt.
Very good. How are you? It really is...
Wait,
strange.
So now that you've basically told us what happens, what is the crux? Does he love wrestling so much?
All right. The crux of this movie is you could shave 1 hour off this movie. With the pausing. Much pausing.
Is it a long movie?
It is a very long movie. Okay. It may not... Look, I don't know what the running time is, but it felt like a long movie. It was... There is so much silence. You don't need that much silence. And really, you know, if you put dialogue to film ratio in this, you would have quite an equation, because the fact is this movie has a lot of pregnant, dramatic pauses that aren't all that... I know these guys are all socially awkward in the movie, but it was... Oh,
overdone?
God, it was
overdone
so,
with the pause?
Yeah. I don't like falling asleep watching a movie. I really don't, because it's just going on. But I will tell you, you know what's weird about Oscar saying that I issued a spoiler alert?
Yes.
I'm realizing right now that I did that, and I started watching this movie sight unseen, and I didn't remember, and slowly it hit me. It dawned on me. Oh, wait a minute. Wasn't there this guy?
What year does it take place? I was trying to place the...
80s, late 80s.
Late 80s, right?
Mm-hmm. The 88 Olympics.
And as it goes on,
he
you're like
blew
going,
him away at the Olympics?
Yeah, he actually...
Oh, no.
Was, I think after
prior.
The
Olympics.
Prior
or after, Ruffo?
They're two wrestlers. There's one, they're two brothers. And I won't tell you which brother. I won't tell you which brother gets shot. How about that? Hey, huh?
Now, Mike, is one of them Sergeant Slaughter?
No.
It's not pro wrestlers.
These are the real wrestlers, yes. Not the fake wrestlers.
I understand that.
That's sad.
But here's the thing. I have found with so many movies I've seen that this concept always seems to be entering into a movie review. Self-indulgent, man.
Yeah.
Self-indulgent. And I still would recommend it. Just Steve Carell is unrecognizable. In fact, Catherine didn't even know. I said, that's Steve Carell. She says, no, it's not. I said, yes, that is Steve Carell in this movie. And but a dark theme and a long movie. And it just seems to me that nothing ended up on the cutting room floor. It just was on and on and on and on.
I'm sorry to hear about the length of the pause, and I think you nailed it when you said they're trying to emphasize the social awkwardness there.
Right.
But, you know, you can go so far
compelling enough to stay with it. Compelling enough where it doesn't push me away totally, but just, you know, you probably two-thirds into the movie, I'm like, enough already. Come on, get moving.
Now,
Whiplash is like bam, 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 very, very quick.
With with you saying about the fact that it is the social awkwardness, that could also, with the tragic ending in mind, can be played funny. Are there any laughs in the movie? The situations?
No, there are no laughs whatsoever.
It's that dark.
It's very, very dark, and it also is it's creepy. And the only thing that I would take away from the movie would be it shows you maybe when total wealth and power, just unrivaled wealth and power gone mad, maybe creates these people that can exist in a world where maybe if they were out there in the real world a little bit more, you'd know that this guy had been a whack job, but because he was so insulated and he just was kind of, you know, a mama's boy and quirky and weird. And now he's, he died in jail. He actually died in jail.
Another spoiler alert.
I'm not doing a spoiler. See, that's the true story.
But you know what?
It's
kind of like almost like an Elvis rock star thing where a guy is surrounded by no one to tell him no. But if you're not even famous, then it becomes even more weird.
Yeah, it's and he wasn't. He was very obscure. I remember when that story broke.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, well, it happened on his estate. And, you know, they didn't have a lot of information about it. You didn't know what was going on.
Were they banging?
You know what? I'll tell you. That is left up in the air. You got to kind of
really?
Figure that out on your own, what motivates.
Those grunts weren't happening on the mat, right?
It's just
happening off the mat.
The whole, all right, I don't know. Rofo, did you ever wrestle?
I did in seventh grade. I couldn't get through tryouts because I was too fat.
Oh, he couldn't make weight, Mike.
Because he wrestled with all those Happy Meals when he was a kid.
I didn't make it a week, and it was a walk-on team, so it was like if you just showed up, you are there. And I couldn't hang, so I got out of there.
Man, you couldn't make the wrestling team in seventh grade.
It's so not that I couldn't make it. I chose not
he
to
was
because
on
it was too hard.
Yeah, he was accepted because anybody could be on it, but right. He just didn't hang.
So you were out of shape in seventh grade?
Yeah, I was. let me give you my stats. Let's see here. I was.
That takes some doing, I think.
5'2".
Eyes of blue.
And I think I was like maybe 165 pounds.
So you're a little doughy?
A little.
Mike, that's
very doughy.
That's a thick kid right there.
That's a thick kid? Yeah. I don't know the ratios at all.
Well,
you know,
let me remember, wasn't
all
not
I know
your...
is what I see in the mirror every morning now.
Mike, let me, you know, wasn't one of your wives about 5 foot tall?
4'10", actually. 4'10".
Well, okay, so that's roughly in the same area. What if she weighed 165?
Yeah, I understand. Now I get it.
Yeah, that's thanks a thick kid right there.
Thanks for putting that in. But now I completely understand.
Just so
how
easy
the way
to know.
That would work. But what I was going to say about the whole wrestling thing, they touch each other an awful lot. Even when they're doing their warm-ups, it's almost kind of like a hugging.
Mat tag.
You know, there are, look, I don't want to, you know, I hate people that say, oh, that's all homoerotic.
One of the hardest sports to ever be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling?
Yeah.
Especially in seventh grade, Oscar.
No, did you have any contact with it? I never had any contact with wrestling at all.
Most of my friends were wrestlers, and I remember that whether they had to cut weight or they were just working out, it was...
There's a scene about cutting weight in there that's very interesting.
Is there vomiting?
Most of the wrestlers would... Either play football and then wrestle if the seasons, that's the way it worked, at least in my school.
Because wrestling is a spring sport,
yeah,
right?
So yeah. They would play football and then they would wrestle. But I remember the S they would go through. I would sit there and be like, why are you even doing this? I thought we were running track this spring.
I had a friend of a friend in college, and he was on the wrestling team, and he had developed the formula that one roofie equals six beers. So they would just get messed up on roofies so they could keep their weight down.
Wow. Yeah,
you travel in the greatest circles, Rofo. You truly do.
WVU. You let's go Mountaineers.
Yeah, they had roofie themselves, Mike, because they had to make weight.
The Mountaineer. And Rob, didn't you live on the wrestler's dorm when you were at VCU?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Mike, I was the towel boy. And it was
towel boy.
The problem at VCU is that the academics were well-funded, but the sports were not. So as towel boy, I had to crochet the towels. And it was forever with skeins of yarn and different hooks. And it's all, we're going to do this and half Nelson this. And I pinned him and I want a towel. And I said, look at this. Blisters, boys, because I can't. Would you launder a flipping Afghan?
I get it.
It was horrible.
I understand. Towel boy.
Towel boy.
Oh, towel boy.
Yes,
please,
I was the
by.
Talk of Johnson
so,
Hall.
Make a long story short, the review of Foxcatcher would be... make your own decision. I stayed with the whole thing.
How many onesies do you give it out of five?
I give it a three onesies.
That's
three
pretty
onesies.
Good review. Yeah. So worth a look.
It's, Steve Carell, fascinating because he's so different than anything. And I like Steve Carell, the choices that he makes where he tries new stuff. I think that's a lot of fun.
He was not enough to save the Get Smart movie. He was good in the movie with Tina Fey. I can't think of the name of it. But with this movie, this is obviously his first heavy drama. Do you see a future with him in other dramas?
I think Steve Carell is a solid actor. I think
cool.
He can do
cool.
Just
him.
About anything. I think he's amazingly talented. Before we go to break here, I do want to discuss something really, really important, and that, of course, is breakfast cereal.
Oh, thank God. Thank you.
So we have a very healthy dinner here at the O'Mara household. We have delicious boneless breasts of chicken last night cooked on the grill.
Nice.
And a tomato basil mozzarella salad, and that's it.
Mm.
And so... after probably about 2 hours, these are teenagers, these are growing girls, and they're ready for a little snack.
Yeah.
And Carla has already retreated into the bedroom, and I am out in the living room watching television with them, watching this movie. And Catherine says, we're going to go out and get something.
Okay.
And so I said, well, she said, Dad, is there anything I we get you when we go out?
Oh, that's sweet.
Now, that's like saying to a heroin addict, is, you know, there's a little left in this needle. Do you want some?
Can you hold this syringe for me that I just used?
I could go for a fourth meal, girls.
So, yeah, Catherine went out, got a little frozen yogurt. Mm. But at the same time, she came back with a wild card purchase, beef jerky, and then a full-size box of Cap'n Crunch.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Cap'n Crunch.
It's cereal.
Cereal.
What was he going to do with that box of Cap'n Crunch? Would he choose the jerky?
The last time I tried Cap'n Crunch, I remember I loved it. Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries was probably one of my favorite cereals. And it's different, too. So Catherine went out to the local Publix and came back with a full-size box of Cap'n Crunch cereal. And because I'm a sugarholic and a fat man, my ears perked up and I said, oh, that's fantastic, Catherine. What a great choice. And then I tried some of Cap'n Crunch cereal. And then in the morning, I decided, well, health be damned. I'll try to feed some to my son.
Oh, no! Stop the music.
Carla is so very, very healthy, and I am too. I like my boy eating the right things, and we're very careful about what he eats. But at the same time, every now and then, the word fun comes into play, and there's no greater joy than giving that boy something that's probably not the best for him, but just to see his little reaction.
Yep.
And Cap'n Crunch fell into that category. He really hasn't had a lot of traditional breakfast cereal, period.
Right.
He gets some scrambled eggs and a little toast, and he doesn't have that breakfast, or he doesn't do it. You're not supposed to feed your kids sugar.
Even when he was a little baby, you were making his baby food, or Carla was.
Absolutely.
I mean, they would cook the carrots and mash them up. So, I mean, they really went full out to keep this kid healthy, and now this happens.
That lasted about half an hour, though. You know, once that machine, you know, it's like, oh, God, we're going to use that machine again?
Baby food machine.
Get the Gerber with the preservatives in it. So, anyway, I get the bowl. I got him, out of the high chair, and I brought him over to the couch, and I'm just sitting there with the bowl of cereal, and I've got him on my lap, and he didn't like it.
Aww,
he didn't like Cap'n Crunch. What kid wouldn't like Cap'n Crunch? Cap'n Crunch really like, it's like orange sugar cubes.
But it's a consistency probably he doesn't like.
You're right about that.
He's going through a teething area of his life. Does he chew on like the hard biscuits and stuff?
Yeah, he chews on different stuff.
He might like it, but you never can tell. You know, to this day, Robert won't eat chocolate, and Julia won't drink soda. She won't drink anything carbonated.
And as you and I both say in those circumstances, more for Dad now.
That's right. You better save some of that for Dad now.
Lots for Dad. Super duper. Hey, sorry you don't like the Cap'n Crunch. Half a box left for me. Somebody's got to eat it.
Maybe you better hop in the car, head on down to the Publix, get yourself some whole milk.
That's right. Don't want to eat that Cap'n Crunch with any of that skim water. No, we don't want that. Whole milk's what we need. Practically like cream.
Go and get your dad a tablespoon and a salad bowl.
That's right.
Breakfast.
Hey, boy, thank you, Catherine. Oh, boy, a half gallon of Moose Tracks frozen yogurt and Cap'n Crunch. Bada-bee-bee-bee-bee-boo.
Hey, you know what? Every time I'm down at the golf club, I go into the dining room. I say, why can't you put cereal on the frozen yogurt? Save some for Dad now.
As we talk about this, I know it's just sitting out there in the kitchen right now. Boy, who wouldn't want a Cap'n Crunch lunch? Isn't that fantastic, boys?
Mike O'Mara's Cap'n Crunch lunch.
I will tell you quite seriously, the Moose Tracks Publix frozen yogurt with the whole milk and the Cap'n Crunch would be a perfectly adequate lunch for me to get Oscar shaking his head.
And also, Mike, perfectly adequate to plant the seeds for a long afternoon nap, because the sugar crash is going to have you going, I think I'm going to sit down now.
This is why I'm going to grad school. because both
for
these
when
guys
our hearts explode.
Are going to die, and I'll have to find something else to do.
That's right.
Well, he didn't like it, and what he did like last night was grilled broccoli, and that was one of our other food stuffs that we had.
Really?
So my boy's got a healthy palate.
That's
very,
excellent.
Very healthy
like
palate.
Good.
Yeah. And, you know, I think really, frankly, the formula for me would be more Cap'n Crunch, less tantrums. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion, and I could be wrong. We'll take a break, come back with the Oscarazzi segment for this week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Can't make them stay.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Rob, you had a discovery you talked about on the Dulles
toll road. I'm driving on the toll road, and as I get to, I believe, Reston Parkway, one of the toll booths to my right, the door is open, and the guy that is running the toll booth, I guess he's the manager, he's sweeping, and do you know what he has in there? A toilet.
Oh, really? My God.
He's got a toilet in the toll booth?
The toll booth. I know there is a law that if you have a restaurant that provides sit-down service, you have to have a bathroom for your patrons. So there's probably something for the other side as well.
But there's also public indecency laws. You can't just take a while you're handing something to someone.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bonus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscarazzi brought to you by Blue Apron. Everybody's got to eat. The trick is eating right. And it's not that tricky thanks to BlueApron.com. BlueApron.com delivers fresh, locally sourced ingredients straight to your door. They have chef-designed recipes and amazing pre-proportioned ingredients. Just for me, the shrimp paella is some of the best I have ever had. And you can do it in 35 minutes or less.
That's fantastic.
Because they give you beautiful recipe cards that are super easy to make. And it's fresh, fresh, fresh. It's easier. It's faster, it's less stressful than having to go to the grocery store all the time. As Rob mentioned, it's like getting your own cooking show because all the ingredients come right out of the box, including the protein and the produce and all the good stuff. And meanwhile, you're cooking more, learning kitchen skills, and you're trying new ingredients at BlueApron.com. Get ready to impress friends and family with endless recipe options. Not only that, the meals are well-balanced, incredibly delicious, and between, this is the best part, 500 and 700 calories per serving.
Nice.
So, eat healthier and tastier. Blue Apron is offering two free meals in their first week's box o' meals. Just pick your plan to enjoy this offer. $9.99 per meal for two people or $8.74 per meal for families. Just visit blueapron.com/TMOS and the offer will automatically be applied before checkout. That's blueapron.com/TMOS and bon appetit, everybody. Without further ado, let's get to it. It's the end of the week and it's time for Oscarazzi.
Gentlemen.
Oscar.
Kelly Clarkson didn't eat herself or her backup singers. She just was pregnant.
Oh, she was pregnant?
Yes.
I got a call from HBS this week. She says, Kelly Clarkson's really fat.
Well, you're not the only one. Apparently, she hit Twitter as she's been fat-shamed by so many people.
Isn't Kelly Clarkson on the cover of People magazine with a baby picture this week?
I would not know.
I don't take people.
Yeah, we don't take people.
We take people, and I think I think it's Kelly Clarkson.
She may be, but she was on Jimmy Fallon, but she was also on the Graham Norton show.
Okay.
And apparently, this tweet went out from the Graham Norton show host that said, Jesus, what happened to Kelly Clarkson? Did she eat all her backup singers?
Wow.
Happily, I have widescreen. So.
Wow. That Graham Norton tweeted that?
Yes. I think it's Graham. So that's what it is.
Nice fella. After you get booked on his show.
You ever watch that show, Graham
I've
Norton?
I've seen it, yes.
Yeah, it's funny. It's right? very, very funny.
It's good, but that is not cool to go after your guest after that.
Not especially with a fat joke. That's weird.
So as far as fat shaming is concerned, and we hear this all the time, right?
Right.
When I saw Clarkson on TV, had the same thought as HBS.
Clarkson.
I did some, and I'm a fan of hers from day one.
Did you see From Justin to Kelly?
I did not see that.
Okay, then you're not
that much of a fan.
Not a true
that's
fan.
That's going way back.
But I will say that she just had a baby. Like, what are you going to do, right? And she's been fighting this chubby, hashtag chubby thing forever. Because she will fluctuate from, a little bigger to skinnier.
And, she eats because she's sad. And she's got a very sad past. Mike, did you know Kelly Clarkson was cut from her 7th grade wrestling team?
That, we should point out, Rob and I feel like we get a little immunity from the fat jokes because we're fat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way we look at it, you know?
And he's turned things around. He could be on a wrestling team now. Rofo could.
Oh, it wasn't Graham Norton. It was British personality
Katie Hopkins. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Her, I don't know.
Bitch.
Graham Norton came to her aid. I'm sorry, I read this backwards. But my point is this. This has been happening for years now with Kelly Clarkson. And if you're on Twitter, this is right after talking about Curt Schilling, Mike, and how he went after the guys that were trying to assault and threaten his daughter.
Right.
If you're on Twitter, like, really, is it worth even writing someone so fat these days? Like, people, I like my girls with buckets, but it's kind of obvious,
this,
right?
Oscar, Rob, and don't we all, we're mindful of what we put out there. We have to be.
Yes.
We don't have the followers that a Graham Norton or a Kelly Clarkson or any of these people would have, but we have enough where if we were to say something despicable about somebody, we'd get called on it,
sure.
And it might grow hair. I don't think it's anything where we'd have to worry about our careers, but the fact is we don't do it. We're careful about it.
With the exception of Adele.
You know, we do make some great Adele jokes.
They're my favorites.
Yeah. I mean, they're some fun jokes.
This is true.
One more update quickly, and thank you for correcting me, Mike. Hopkins, when all the Kelly Clarkson fans railed against her on Twitter, went back again and tweeted. She doubled down. She said, "Look, Chubsters, Kelly Clarkson had a baby a year ago."
Wow.
The 40-year-old TV personality tweeted, "That is no longer baby weight. That is carrot cake weight. Get a hold of yourselves."
Oh, carrot
and by the way, you know, and really, I've always believed this. I know, I think that when you make fun of somebody like a Kelly Clarkson or Adele, I'm not for it. I think you're just going for the cheap laugh.
Okay, moving on. Did you mention Ringling Brothers earlier because you saw the story that they're eliminating their iconic elephant acts from their performances?
I am shocked. I'm pleased, but I'm shocked.
I love the elephants. Oh, that's the whole point of going to the circus.
But when you I love Kelly Clarkson. I'm sorry.
Mike, they're going to actually replace the elephant act with Kelly Clarkson and Adele, and they're going to see if anyone notices. Mark Riddell told me.
We are going to hell.
No, but I've had, you know, if you get a good seat at the circus and you see the elephant acts up close, it's horrifying.
Really?
They're poking
them. I think it's so, and look, Twitch is going to get mad. I love Mark Riddell, and I know he is all about Ringling Brothers. It bugs me, too. And they had a huge protest down here at Germain Arena when they were down there. All the college kids from FGCU were out in front. I don't know. Man, zoos, the circus, all that. Let the animals go free.
Oh,
I
but
swear
God,
to God.
But zoos can be at least acceptable. The circus, the last time
think
I took
so.
The kids
See,
to
I
the circus.
Look, zoos that have space for the animals to roam can be acceptable.
Hey, man, what about morning zoo?
I do not believe in keeping these animals caged. Let my people go.
Belled out 43 elephants and 29 of the giant animals will live at the company's 200-acre Center for Elephant Conservation. Look at that, right up the street from you, Mike.
Oh, you can go visit. Fantastic.
They are letting them go on their own land.
That's beautiful. Where is it? Where are they doing it?
It doesn't give you the exact
details. Probably like
details.
Sarasota or someplace.
It
like
says Central Florida. It says Central Florida.
Sarasota, isn't that where the headquarters is, right? Sarasota?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, very cool. Well, good for
headquarters,
them.
Headquarters for Adele.
Oh, where's the cotton candy stand?
Moving on. Guys, speaking of visits and setting people free, Conan in Cuba. If you didn't see it, please TiVo it. Find it wherever it is on your DVR or on demand. It was well worth it. It wasn't your actual talk show in Cuba, as they have some sort of stand-up sometimes. It was a show about Cuba with Conan walking you around, showing you
Almost
Cuba.
Almost like a travelogue, right?
Yes!
Now, that is totally outside of his comfort zone. I'm curious how that went over. Did you like it?
Mike, I watched it twice. I liked it so much.
Really?
That's how much fun it was. And
how long is it a full
It's a full Conan
show?
Hour. Full Conan hour. Cool. But I'll tell you this. Don't go in there with like, oh my God, that's going to be crazy. It's just you get to see a country in a way that no one's ever seen it before. And you get to see it through the eyes of just like a funny, funny man.
Yeah, he's come a long way as a broadcaster when he used to not be able to handle something like that. Actually, we will cover it in the audio vault as well. But you'll see he's still Conan, but he's more at ease on television. And he did a good job. He did a good job.
Absolutely.
Okay, a couple more stories. Do I have time for that?
One more.
Damn it. All right, just quickly, two quick hitters. Nick Gordon, which is Bobby Christina's boyfriend slash husband, whatever he is.
Right.
Yeah, they're saying not married. He might have beat her up.
Will appear on Dr. Phil.
Oh, God. Yeah. Trash. Come on.
So you'll see him on Dr. Phil with Phil
McGraw.
Hell
of a get for Dr. Phil, but really, that just proves... I think the guy's a lowlife.
He's ready to talk, apparently.
She's not even dead yet, and he's going on a TV show.
Coming up next week, and Leonardo DiCaprio signed a long-term deal with Netflix. Well, he will have his, he has an environmental side to him, so we'll have his documentaries exclusively on Netflix for the years to come.
Oh, more good news for Netflix, baby.
It's his first is a great one. It's a documentary called Hot Chicks I Bang.
No elephants.
That's it. We got to take a break. When we come back, it'll be the last audio vault of the week on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Listen to O'Maracast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from the Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeOmaraShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages.
Oh, the
now,
best.
Now, this is the time of year where all of you people have gotten your bonus packages, but there are a few stragglers, aren't there, Oscar Santana?
There are, and if you straggled because you're like, I'm not a PayPal user, I don't want to deal with this, you don't have any excuses anymore. It's quick, it's easy. We take credit card and PayPal.
Yes.
You can choose. You have all the power right in your hands.
And now here with the final word on it is Bing Crosby. Bing, come on in here. Bop, 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 boom. When tax refund day comes by, you want to save a little money for TMOS now. There, grab your Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages with full access to all the 2015 bonus content. That's right, everybody. On-demand video access at a 25% savings. Bop, 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 boo. Save the money for TMOS now. Bye-bye. That's right. It's the Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages. Go get them and laugh your ass off. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for the last time of the week. Friday, March 6th, 2015. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Bonus packages are better for your health. Back to Conan in Cuba. This is cool, even from a historic perspective. This is the first broadcast from Cuba since 1959, when Jack Parr went down. Now, Jack Parr went down after the revolution and talked to Castro, and Jack Parr loved to cause trouble. He thrived on trouble, and a lot of people gave Jack Parr trouble, and Oscar, he preceded Johnny Carson as the host of The Tonight Show. A lot of people said it's not good to give Castro this kind of a platform. Obviously, that's not an issue anymore now, but this is the first TV show from Cuba since 1959. This is how Conan opened it.
Gracias, chicas. Gracias.
Can you pause it real quick? I'm sorry. He's in a full white suit and a fedora.
Yeah, he looks like Guy Caballero.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta grab it.
Bienvenidos a Cuba. Yo soy Conan O'Brien y lo siento, pero that's all the Spanish I can really memorize. As many of you know, this is a very historic time. Relations between Cuba and the United States are finally starting to thaw. I thought this was an amazing opportunity for me to come to Cuba, talk to the people, get to know them.
And not only get to know them, Mike, but sing with a Cuban band on the street.
He really does speak Spanish, doesn't he?
I think he does.
It sounds like he does.
So he's singing, and they have the subtitles on the screen, so he's saying my book, my shoe, and my Nutella. But he's singing.
Oh, so he's just doing gibberish. That's great. I'm gonna watch this.
All right, one of your kids played cello, right, in school? Did both
Elizabeth played cello up until about a year ago?
Did they both play instruments by any chance?
Catherine played briefly, but Elizabeth was the one that stuck with it through through all of her middle school and most of her high school career.
You can play a lot of cool instruments, but you'll never be quite as cool as the Louisville Leopard Percussionist. This is in Louisville, Kentucky. It's mostly rhythm instruments. You've got a drum here, but it's mostly xylophones, okay?
Ooh.
And what they play, Mike, is Kashmir.
Beautiful.
They're all like 10 and 11 years old, and there's dozens of them.
Pretty easy to play on the xylophone, I would say.
Yeah, but it sounds great. Give it one more second when I get to it.
Rhythmically, not an easy song to play.
No, it almost has like an Eastern rhythm, right? That's not...
Well, you've got that plodding kind of drum beat, and it's kind of an off beat. Very difficult.
But what is so cool about it is the kids are having a blast, and I love to see kids into music. Check that out. You can Google Louisville Leopards. I love that. Not doing as well as the Louisville Leopards, Mike, is what I think is going to be, since it is Friday, the last appearance of a Florida Man. And
we've exhausted all the highlights, right?
I think so. And this one makes me really think and also wonder about our individual stardust.
This is our chance to be individuals. And then I believe we get thrown back in the mix. We're all one thing. We're all one being, really. It only makes sense. It's all a circle. You know, this may be our only chance to be individuals, and then we all came from stardust, right?
Am I the only one who thinks that sounds like a Lincoln commercial?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
It didn't sound like... Now, Mike, back to parenting. I'm a fan of having your kids be involved and, you know, not necessarily fight the system, but be aware of what's in place. In the Herald Times in Bloomington, Indiana, cut back their comics in their newspaper. Mm-hmm. And this is really not great because an 8-year-old called and left a complaining voicemail about the comics. An 8-year-old that talks like this is really a product of parents that talk like this.
I want Becky's comics now. Frank and Ernest, Ziggy, Garfield, Peanut, Gilbert.
And I hate the mother yelling in the background and coaching him to tell what comics he's forgetting.
You jerks. Nancy. For a loser.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse. That's all, you jerks. I'll give you back all my money if you just give us it back, you idiots, jerks. F***holes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. That is not acceptable, right? And you know what?
Wow. What's that kid that has said literally? Was it he had one word really?
Apparently.
He was on Ellen.
Apparently, you guys are a-holes.
Yeah. He's good. But the biggest parenting problem here is they've raised an 8-year-old who likes the comic strip Nancy. That's not okay.
And remember, if you read the comic book Nancy, you will grow up to be a Nancy boy.
Mike, a lot of people don't know it was based on Jim Nance, the character of Nancy.
That's right. Yeah, it takes place. The very first comic takes place on the Azalea Line fairways of Augusta.
Why does the rest of the world hate America? Because America is selling a new thing. Do you ever get a cold face at night, Mike?
Not that I can remember.
If you get a cold face, what you need is the face blanket, which is essentially a 2-foot square piece of cloth with a hole in it so you can breathe. Here's the face blanket.
You want to keep your face warm, but you don't want to raise your heating bill. Cold weather camping trips can be ruined when your face gets too cold trying to sleep. Blankets work okay, but they're hard to keep in place, and you end up breathing stale air. It's almost impossible to sleep with your head under a blanket for long without having to uncover your head for fresh air. Sleep masks block out light, but your face still gets cold. Now there's the face blanket. The blanket with a breathing hole.
Jesus.
The face blanket keeps your face totally warm and lets you breathe outside air while saving on heating costs and camping outside.
Oh, shut up!
It lets you save on heating costs while breathing fresh outside air. I don't know what outside air is.
If you got an electric bill that's a little cumbersome, you just go out to the yard.
Yeah, with your face blanket.
It's under air,
with your
Rob.
Face blanket. idiot. Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, you're walking around. You look like John Merrick.
I love ISIS. It when they and they all have the jargon, you know.
Yeah.
With heating bills being don't justify it. I like the camping angle was all right, you know, but it's nothing you can't do with a ski cap and a friggin' turtleneck.
I am not an animal.
I am not. Don't thank you. I'm a human being.
All right, and the last thing I'll leave you with this week: you go to South Africa, you go to one of those drive-through safaris. Mm-hmm. They say keep your windows up and your doors locked. Why?
Why?
This is the audio of a lion walking up to a car and opening the door. Fantastic.
Okay, Dad, you come into the car. You're going to have to... She. Yikes. Holy cow, Cindy.
Are you okay?
I know. Just locked the door. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know they could do that.
So keep those doors locked. Have a great weekend, everybody. That is your Magic Audio Vault.
I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah, me neither.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show, send a package or letter to 2796 Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And to get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We need your word of mouth. Spread the word on TMOS. Tell somebody so they can get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.